Welcome to MPT Podcast. This is Pastor Tim Wilbanks. We pray that this Word of God will bless your life and ministry and increase God's blessing upon you. The message of demons. The message of demons. Let's pray. Father, we love you today. Thank you, Lord, for your Word. Thank you, God, for this awesome people. I thank you, Lord, you're still a healer. No matter if those are sick, we know you can heal. We know, God, you're a deliverer. You are a way maker when there is no way. Oh, my God. God, you can provide when we don't have nothing else in our hand. And God, you love us when we seem like we don't love ourselves. We thank you, God, for the blood you shed at Calvary. We thank you, Lord, for all the work you've done. Help me, God, to bless these wonderful people today. And bless those who come. Let your Spirit bring conviction. Let the Word open eyes and hearts to see what's ahead of us in Jesus' name. And if you believe the Lord is the greatest, if you believe He is the greatest, I want you to give Him a standing ovation. He's in the house. He is the greatest. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. I want to tell you, He's in the house today. His name's the Bread of Life. Oh, He's the bright and morning star. He's here today. Yes, He is. His name is Jesus. He's here today. His name is Jesus. He's in the house. God bless you. You can be seated today. The Amplified Study Bible says this in 1 Peter 5 and 8. It says, stay alert. Stay alert, stay alert, stay alert, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. He's working hard. He knows he has but a short time, so he's roaming around seeking to destroy. He has to roam because he's not omnipresent. You see, he hates you. And everything you stand for that's good. I want you to know the devil ain't your friend. We know the enemy's name and he is Satan. But who is he? What is his purpose? Can Satan read my thoughts? Can he determine my own future? Can he determine my future? Many believe and have built Satan up in their minds as to be unstoppable and that he can read their mind. They believe that Satan is unstoppable. You can't stop him. They believe he's reading my mind, but he cannot read my mind. Only God knows the intent of the heart. But Hosea 4 and 6 said, God says his people are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. They're destroyed because their knowledge is very small. God tells us about Satan. And with his wicked deeds from Genesis to Revelation, you open it up, you start reading, you'll find out more about him than you ever realize. When you get to know someone, you start by knowing their name first. In Genesis 3, he's known as Serpent. In Revelation 12, he's known as the Devil and the Great Dragon. Isaiah 14, he's known as Satan and Lucifer. In Matthew 12, he's known as the Prince of Demons. In John 8 and 44, he's known as the Father of Lies. He has been many names over 1,000 years, many, many names. But even in Genesis 1 and 31, God had made everything very good, he said. Everything he made was good. God saw everything he had made. They looked at it and it was good. But that was even Satan, Lucifer, fallen angel. He created all of them. At one moment, everything was made good. But they became bad because they chose to become bad themselves. Satan calls one third of the angels to fall with him because of his thoughts. You see, Satan's beauty caused him to fall in Ezekiel 28 and 12. I know where I'm going. Ezekiel 12, son of man, take up a lamentation of the king of Tyre, saying to him, thus saith the Lord God, Thus sealeth him up some full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Talking about Satan. Thou have been eaten in the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, he said. The sapphire, topaz, diamond, beryl, oxen, jasper, sapphire, emerald, and carbuncle, and gold. Workmanship of the tablets and the pipes were prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. He was a beautiful angel before God. He said, thou was anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so, God said. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou was walketh up and down in the midst of the stones of fire, God said. Thou was perfect in the ways from that day that thou was created until iniquity was found in thee. It was found in you. He fell because sin was found inside of him. God confronts him and brings judgment upon Satan, Lucifer. And Isaiah 14 tells us what happened. Isaiah 14 and 12, God confronts him and brings him. God said, how art thou fallen from heaven, Lucifer? O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which did awaken the nations, he said. For thou hast said in thy heart, you said in your heart, Satan, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will set also upon the mountain of congregation, the sides of the north, he said. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. He said, I'm going to be like God. Satan, Lucifer did. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. God said, there's a day I'm going to bring you down, Satan. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, it is the man that hath made the earth tremble that did shake the kingdoms. He said, they're going to look at you that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners. Oh, they're going to talk about you, Satan. They're going to talk about you. Lucifer was cast down. Do you hear me? He was cast down from heaven. He lost his position in heaven because he allowed the spirit of pride to be found in his heart. He said, I'm going to lift myself up. I'm going to be higher than God. I'm going to exalt myself higher because of that. He didn't say anything out loud. He didn't say anything out loud. It was what he thought in his heart. And Isaiah 14 and 13 said it. We read it. But the Bible said, Isaiah said, for thou hast said in thy heart. It came from his heart. What does the Bible say? Whatsoever a man thinketh, so is he. Whatsoever a man thinketh, so is he. That's the place, saint of God, the battle to mankind, that he works on our thoughts to lure us away from deceiving us and destroy our lives. He works on our thoughts. He's telling you, he's bringing an image before you, telling you, you can't overcome. He's telling you, you will be destroyed. He's telling you, you can't come out. And if he can get you to think that, for whatsoever a man is, thinketh, so is he. I'm here to tell you, that message is from hell itself. See, deception is simply trickery of someone into believing something that is not true. He's out trying to deceive every saint of God. He's trying to deceive every child of God into luring them away from God, the church, and the word of God. God spoke this to me the other day when I read 1 Timothy 4 and 1. And this is where my title come from. 1 Timothy 4 and 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. They shall depart from the faith. Giving heed, they gave heed. You better wake up, mama. You better slap yourself this morning, sir. Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. In the Amplified Study Bible, it says this. Now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last days, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. Let me tell you something. That devil's working on every one of us in this room right now. He's trying to discourage us. He's trying to kill our faith. He's trying to take our desire away. But I'm here to tell you, there's a message higher than the demons. I said, there's a message higher than the demons. Your life ain't over. You haven't come to the end of the road yet. Come on. There's a greater things ahead of you. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard all that God has in store for you. You may have lost it all, but God has more for you. My God, I feel my help. Any teachings, a person that leads you away from the truth of God's word. Paul said, any man or angel, follow me. Any man or angel, come teaching any other gospel. You know what gospel means? It means good news, a good message. If any man or angel come teaching any other gospel, let him be accursed. There ain't but one Lord, there ain't but one faith, and there ain't but one baptism. If anybody's teaching you anything else except the death, burial, and resurrection, it's a message from demons. It's a message from demons. They're trying to lure you away. They're trying to draw you away. They're trying to destroy your house, your home, your marriage, your soul. I'm here to tell you, but there's a greater message than the demons. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Devil's a smart aleck. It teaches any teaching to come from anything that leads you away from God's word. It teaches that those teachings come from demons. The thought, the things, substance, or person that is influencing you away from God's word, into sin and away from the church. It is a message that is sent from demons to lure you away so he can destroy you. In Genesis 2 and 17, God gives us a parable. But the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he said to Adam and Eve, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, you're going to surely die. The day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. He said, the day you eat of it, you're going to be separated from God. So Satan brings a message from demons to Adam and Eve. He brings a message from demons to Adam and Eve. Do you understand what I'm trying to get in your brain this morning? That anything that's trying to lead you away from truth, anything trying to lead you away from the church, did not come from God. It came from demons. God had already spoke his word how to keep life in the garden. Now Satan is going to use deception, a false message to lure them away from God's truth. Genesis 3, 1 through 4 tells me and you this. Now the serpent more stubble than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. See, he's turning everything around. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Yes, we shall. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. God didn't say that. He said, don't eat of it. So now God's luring him, he's all gumming and messing the message up, the devil is, trying to get them, to lure them away from what God said. Oh, hear me. The serpent, the devil said, you shall not surely die. You're not going to backslide. You're not going to be lost. You're going to be okay. It's all right to do that. It's all right to go there. It's all right to do what you're doing. It's all right to miss church. You ain't got to listen to him. You ain't got to be faithful. You ain't got to worship. You ain't got to pray. You ain't got to give your tithes and offer. You ain't got to do none of that. That message did not come from God. It came from demons. But I got a message that come from God. I'm here to tell you, God, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm here to tell you, if any voice is telling you that you're fixing to die lost, any voice trying to tell you you're going to be lost, you're going to lose, you're going to fail, you're not going to overcome, is a message from hell. Some of you need to shake yourself. Stand to your feet, put your finger in the devil's face, and shout, it ain't over. Somebody tell that devil ain't over. You're not going to listen to him. My life hadn't ended yet. It ain't ended yet. I may have stumbled. I may have fallen. I may have messed up a little bit. But come on, come on, come on. A just man falls 7 times, but he'll rise. It's the mercy and the goodness of God. Serpent, the devil said, you ain't going to die. You ain't going to die. If you're hearing a voice is telling you it's okay to partake or do something God declares sin, that's teaching of demons. If you are hearing a message, you're going to be defeated. You ready? All you saints, you ready? If you're hearing a message that you're going to be defeated, that's teaching this from demons. They want to convince you of it, that you're going to be defeated. But Hebrews 13:5 said, God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's his word. Matthew 19:26 says, but with God, oh, come on. But with God, are possible. All things are possible. You need to tell that voice preaching to you to shut its mouth and get out of your life. You're not going to hear it today. You know what he's up to. He wants to destroy you and cause you to fail. That's a message from demons today. But a message from God is, but with God, all things are possible. Satan works on 5 senses. He works on our 5 senses to deceive us. Be careful trusting your 5 senses that they follow the message of the demons. He knows how to feed you and to lure us away. Genesis 3:6-7 tells us, man, I feel my help. And when the woman saw, 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 that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit. She took of the fruit. She took of the fruit thereof and she did eat. She wasn't going to touch it until he started talking to her. When he said, you're not going to die, she began to think, I don't think I will die. I don't think it's going to hurt me if I do that. Look at me. My name is so-and-so. My mom and dad, my grandpa's name is. I don't care who your mama, grandpa, grandma, uncle, aunt, cousin. I don't care who none of them folks are. If it says don't do it in the word, I don't care how much they do it. It's still sin. I don't care. And the tree desired to make one wise. She thought, whoa. You know, it's going to make me wise if I eat of it. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Adam, why didn't you slap her hand and say, get your hands off of that? Let me tell you something to you, all you men. You want to be great leaders in your home? If you ain't a spiritual leader, you have no right to be called a husband. That's Bible. As a man that God gave me the household over my wife and my children, I have a God-called calling to lead my family spiritually to him. I have a God-called calling to pray over my house. My wife ain't my maid. She ain't my robot. She ain't my toy. but she's my blessing from God in my life. I'm here to tell you now, men, you need to thank God if you got a wife coming to church with you. You need to praise Him. You need to thank Him that she's by your side, living, loving God. Satan spoke the message, you won't die. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, when she saw it, he, Son of God, he'll preach the message to deceive you. Then he will sell you on what he's preaching. Come on now. At that moment, she took of the fruit. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. She thought, man, this wasn't harmful. Ain't nothing changed. But all of a sudden, they find themselves in a place away from God. They wasn't in the same place they were daily, going to God to meet in the cool of the day, walking with Him. Now they was in the backside somewhere of the garden, hiding from God. Sin will not lead you to church. Sin will lead you away from church. Sin will cause you to worship and praise. It'll cause you to sit down and hold your hands. Sin won't allow you to sing. Sin will tell you to shut up. But I'm here to tell somebody in the house today, there's a God that has a message of mercy and grace that can put you back where sin took you. He'll bring you back through the death, burial, and the resurrection. He'll give you life back. Oh, God can't do that. Well, you don't read your Bible. We have a lot of people trying to be intellect on the word. They're so stupid they don't know. Tell me the four books of the gospel. Tell me the first four books. Tell me how many books does the gospel? How many books in the New Testament that records the gospel? See. A lot of people, they think they know, but do you know Him? I know His grace. Woo! And I know His mercy. I know His blood will cover a multitude of sins. And I know He's rich in mercy. And if hell can come to me and you and get our eyes on something that'll lead us away from God, He's going to do it. It's a lie from hell. But I'm here to tell you, there's a message greater than demons. It's called the gospel. It's called the death, the burial, and resurrection. It's called repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, and filling of the Holy Ghost. Come on. That's the gospel. They find themselves in Isaiah 59 and 2. Let me hurry. Man. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear. Sins will separate you from God. Ain't but one gospel. Ain't no shaking hands and we can becoming a member. Ain't none of that in the Bible. It ain't there. It ain't there. Ain't but one gospel. But He said, your sins, say my sins, will separate me from God. That's His desire, is to cause you to believe that the message is the message of demons. To believe it's okay to take of the curse thing. It's all right to do that. He remembers, you know why? Here we go. He remembers what pride did from Him from heaven. Pride separated Him from heaven. And He knows, if I can get them to sin, if I can get it in their heart, if I can get it in their spirit, God would do to them like He did to me. He put me out of heaven. He'll put them out of His communication. That's all the devil wants. He wants to separate me and you from God and the church. And if he can do that, we're lost. That's his game. You see, that's why he's working hard to deceive us. It moves us out of God's presence. God had a message from the beginning, Titus 1 and 2. He had a message. Do you know we have a wise God? In hope of eternal life, which God cannot lie, promised before the world began. Before he even said, let there be, God had a plan of salvation. Everybody said, well, if God was so smart that if he created heaven, knew all his sin. But hold on, Jack. He already had a plan of salvation before he said, let there be. You mean God allowed? No, God didn't allow this. Quit being foolish. God didn't allow all this sin. It's chosen. God gave us a free will choice. I want you to serve me because you want to. I don't want to put so many things on you, make you serve me. If that was so, he'd have never put that one tree in the garden. He gave us a self-will. Nobody forces me to do this. Nobody forces me. Nobody. He don't force me. It's my desire that I worship him. It's my desire I praise him. It's my desire I come to church. It's my desire I live separate and holy from this present world. It's my desire. He don't force me. So he didn't start all this, but he had a plan. Can I tell you, that devil thinks he's got you, but God had a plan before you got where you got to get you out of it. God had a message from the beginning because he knew Satan would have demons teaching men. The message God had was Romans 1:16. He said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto the gospel leads you unto salvation. Unto, you got to follow the gospel. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection. You got to repent of your sins, about face, turn around, walk away from it. Then you got to be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sins. That's the only name it was baptized. They didn't baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's the titles. Acts, come on, Acts 2, Acts 8, Acts 10, Acts 19, Acts 22, Acts Luke 15 and 44. Jesus' name. Everybody say Jesus' name. I'm not listening to all these voices of demons. There's only one gospel. There's only one message. There's only one way to be saved. There's only one good news. There's only one good news, one good news, one good news. There ain't 15. There ain't 20. There's only one. See, this message, the death, burial, and resurrection would cause men to be reborn spiritually, set free from addictions. Has anybody ever been set free? From addiction, spirits, lifestyle. The message, if it would be listened to, would fulfill mankind with the Spirit of God. To give mankind power to rule over his self-will. You know why God wanted to fill us with his Spirit? To help us overcome our self-will. Oh my God. God knew that the teaching of demons would challenge and reach our self-will of mankind. Galatians 5:16 says this. He said, there's one thing. Paul said, I say unto thee, walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's why God fills you with the Holy Ghost. Because as the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God is in you. You use that Spirit to walk with him. And you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. I don't know about you, but it's still even hard enough now with the Spirit to do right. And I'm telling you, I don't know what I would do without him. I would be lost, I'll tell you. I don't know if I can make it without him. I don't know if I could be here without. Come on, folks. I don't know about you, but I'm excited when we go to the house of God. I'm excited when they say, let's go to church. I'm excited when they say, let's go worship. I'm excited when they say, it's revival time. I'm excited. Why? Because the Spirit's in me. John 10:10. Did you know? The thief cometh not. He don't just come, but he has a purpose. But to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come, Jesus said, that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Satan desires to kill your faith, take away your commitment, to destroy you no matter how much you think that sin is doing you good. He desires for it to destroy your life. Come on. God took me to a story, Numbers 25. Bear with me for a moment. Israel were camped at Achor Grove. Some of the men defiled themselves by having a relationship with the local Moabite women. Israel was here, the Moabites was there. And so these women invited, come on, listen to me. The women invited Israel to attend the sacrifice of their gods. Why don't y'all come over here, men, and go with us? Come over here. Let's sacrifice these gods. You think that message come from God? These women invited them to attend the sacrifice of God. So the Israelites feasted with them and worshiped the gods of Moab. They went with them and worshiped their gods. Because Israel joined in the worship of Baal of Peor, causing the Lord's anger to blaze against Israel. They led Israel into worshiping idols, teaching of demons and false gods. It was Balaam's idea. Come on, folks. Numbers 31, he had just blessed Israel. He had Balaam, who appeared to be on their side. You think the devil's on your side? You think that sin's your best friend? It was Balaam's idea. They were deceived. Balaam seemed to say and do all the right things, at least for a little while. He said all the right things. He did all the right things. It wasn't until Balaam had inflicted great damage on them did Israel realize. Then they realized that he was greedy. He used sorcery and was deeply involved with the pagan religion to lure them away. It's always too late. Come on, folks. It's always too late. You know it sounds too good to be true. Then when you fall into it, you find that you've only been deceived. Just because the message scratches your little ear. Just because that preacher don't offend me. Well, you ain't going to be saved anyway. Paul said, there'll be some who have an itching ears heaping. Oh, they want to hear. They don't want to be offended. They don't want to be rebuked. Let me tell you something. My mom and dad raised, I had a great mom and dad. They gave me some punishment when I needed punishment. You know what? Because they love me. They wanted to get that disobedience out of me and teach me what was right. So when this old gray-headed preacher up here begins to preach stuff that gets in your world and starts getting all over you, it ain't because he don't love you. It's because he loves you and wants to see you saved. Come on. I love you. I'm here to tell you, there's too many messages of demons that are stealing too many souls, and we need to tell him to shut his mouth. So if anybody or any spirit in a teacher trying to teach you away, lure you away from the truth, it's messages of demons. Balaam deceived Israel. The Moabites, you ready? The Moabites used prostitution to lead Israel away from to idolatry. Ho, ho, ho. There's always something behind the devil when he's bringing sin to you. There's always something behind when he's preaching you a message Oh, I like that preacher. See, I know all you like. Let me tell you what old David Smith told me. Some of you always listen to all these preachers. Well, they ain't your pastor. I'm your pastor. You can't get to the place I'm leading you if you're going to sit there and follow them. Don't follow me. Can't do it. Got good men I listen to, but they ain't my pastor. But there's messages. There's messages being preached. Oh, they sound good. Oh, they're all right. There's things being revealed to me the last 2 weeks. My eyes open, but I can't reveal it to you because you won't see it. But I see it where I'm at. There's messages of demons that are being preached. They lured them with sexual pleasures. Now, not only that, let's say this world, he can lure you with all kinds of stuff. Drugs, pleasure. Some people love, it's Sunday, let's go somewhere. Why couldn't you do it yesterday? Why couldn't you have done it on Saturday? It's church Sunday. At first, that's all they enjoyed. Man, look, come on, Joe, let's go here. Man, let's go over here. Let's go over here to the good-looking women. Woo-wee! It's a setup. You better make sure they got the right message. You better make sure they got the right message. They don't have the right message, you're going to be lured and be destroyed. Message of demons. I feel it. Did the Moabites use it to lead them into idolatry? In Exodus 23, he said, God said in his commandments, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall have no other gods before me. You think that message that you're hearing that's leading you away from God, the true God of Israel, you tell me that message is of God? That ain't messages of God. It's of demons. Satan is an angel of light. He knows how to deceive. He knows how to set himself. But some of you right now, you'd rather choose and listen to what you're listening to than listen to this. It's all a setup. Satan desires with his message of demons is to lure us away. Believing it's okay to worship idols. It's all right if you go there. You ain't got to listen to that preacher. You ain't got to listen to him. And sometimes we wonder why kids are so rebellious. What you been talking over the dinner for? Well, you've been talking about the preacher for at lunch. Didn't you bring it? Didn't you bring them to me when they got some kind of problem? Want me to correct them out? Well, I can't. They ain't gonna listen to me because you told them I was bad when I preached something I got on you. You didn't like it, so you talked about me. So I can't correct them. My power is limited. Damage is done. Message of demons. Anything that's luring us away from God's truth. Girls, you better make sure he knows the truth. Oh, he goes to a good church. They're faithful. They worship. What do they preach? What's their gospel? What's their gospel? The only thing on your mind is, oh, he holds my hand. Oh, he gave me a kiss. Did he? And all of a sudden, them hormones start blowing through your body. And you think it's the Holy Ghost. And Satan starts. It's okay. It's okay. Go ahead. It's okay, go ahead and do it. It's okay. But in the other side of your brain, thou shalt not. It's okay. Go ahead and do it. Mom, dad ain't going to know about it. Mom, daddy going to know about it. They ain't going to know about it. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. Demons keep preaching. Go ahead and do it. It ain't going to harm you. I feel him now. It ain't going to harm you. You wonder what in the world is going on with your world and the world. They've listened to messages of demons. You see, worship of idols is worshiping images and things that you depend on to satisfy your thirst. Psalms 107 and 9, and I'm at the end. For he satisfieth, God satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Woo! 3,000 people died one day when they got impatient with God when Moses and Aaron went to get the Ten Commandments. They persuaded Aaron, make us a golden calf. Took their earrings, their necklaces, and all their nose rings, everything out, and melted and made them a golden calf. Let's worship us a God. Aaron knew better. Demons was preaching a message. They worship. At the time, it seemed like no harm. But judgment comes after. And God killed 3,000. 3,000. See, I won't lie to you. Yeah, it feels good at the moment. It's all right. It feels good at the moment. And it's all right. But the punishment's going to come afterward. You keep doing that little drug. Oh, it ain't harming us. And all along, the voice of God is saying, scream to them, tell them it is. It's opened up portals. We got some said, I believe it's okay. I don't care what you say. You just come against God's authority. I'm telling you, it's a sin. The message keeps pounding from demons. Let's stand. Leave that verse up, please. If you will, take your eyes and look at this verse. This is about God. For God satisfieth the longing soul. But Jimmy, you know what happens to a longing soul? They try to find something to fill it. And filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Can I tell you, if you're hungry today of your longing, there's a God in this house that will fill your soul. Don't you listen to that demon. Don't you listen to that message. That God can't give you new life. That God can't bring you out. That God can't take care of you. Don't you listen to him. Don't you listen to that demon. Don't you listen to that message trying to take you some other way. Come on. There is a gospel that will save your soul. Death, burial, and resurrection. And he's in this house. Let's lift our hearts, hands to Almighty God. I feel it. We pray today that this word has blessed you, ministered to the needs of your life. Until next time, God bless you.